Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Okay, let's go, guys. You don't want to be late for school.
It says in the newspaper that Vince King has been arrested for embezzling and fraud at the Odyssey Bank.
How could Vance do that?
Vance's father.
Oh, I can't believe I overslept. I don't have time to oversleep.
Now, don't panic. I made you a breakfast sandwich.
Thanks, Mom.
What's going on today?
I'm helping Mr. Whittaker organize the Let's Get Together Festival. I'm his point person to talk about it at school.
That makes sense. You were the one who inspired him to make the festival a celebration of families.
Yeah, but I was thinking that, you know, we could be better role models here at home. We ought to practice what we preach.
Well, I thought we've been doing better since we decided to make dinner a priority for the whole family and turn Sunday into a family day.
Yeah, and that helps, but there's more we could do.
Oh? Like what?
We could try to take time with each other to talk.
Egg sandwiches! Thanks!
Don't interrupt, Matthew. And try to be more patient with each other.
Hey,
and
please pass the orange juice.
Matthew!
I said please.
Go on, Olivia. Talk more, be patient. What else?
Be more courteous, willing to share with each other.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Camilla, is that my sweater?
It's too small for you.
That doesn't mean it isn't mine anymore. You should have asked.
Sorry. May I wear your sweater that's too small for you, please, Olivia?
Sure. That wasn't so hard, was it?
And what other things should we be doing as a family, Olivia?
Well, I'm putting together a whole chart for us to look at. Like in the evenings, we should take walks or play games together after dinner.
Oh, don't forget that Buck is coming over to dinner tonight.
That's tonight.
Buck is coming here for dinner?
Are Eugene and Katrina coming too?
No, we decided it'd be good for them to have a date night while Buck is here.
Aren't Wooten and Penny coming tonight?
I'll have to check. It's in my planner.
Where's that?
Maybe I should clean up my purse.
This is great. We'll have everyone over, and you can show Wooten and Penny what a good marriage looks like.
And we'll show Buck what a happy family looks like.
We'll be role models.
Now, hold on.
Wait, why is Buck coming here?
I invited him.
Is there a problem, Matthew?
I don't know. He's been hanging around Vance's gang.
He wouldn't do that.
I've seen it myself. He's doing a lot of stuff with Dion.
I can't believe Vance is okay with that.
Well, Vance may not know. His mom took him out of school to teach him at home. She thinks we're all bad influences on him.
Isn't it the other way around?
It's so weird. Vance leaves school, and then Jay...
Where is Jay?
I heard he went to Hollywood to be a zombie in that TV series.
You're kidding.
He got a callback. That's how they say it in the biz. His mom went with him while his dad stayed here. I guess he'll come back when the show is canceled.
Unless he becomes a big star.
Wow, stranger things have happened.
Anyway, I want to talk to Buck.
No, Matthew, please don't ask Buck about Dion tonight. Please. I want him to feel like he's part of the family. I want tonight to be special.
We'll do our best to make it special, sweetheart. Don't worry.
That's right, because we're going to be the perfect family.
Morning, Whit.
Wooten, just the person I wanted to see.
Oh, in a good way or a bad way?
Well, good, I hope. I was praying for you last night.
Well, that's good.
I was thinking about you losing your house.
Yeah, that's bad.
I wondered where you're living now.
Well, I was at the Odyssey Hotel because the insurance company said I had to stay there, and the pool was pretty impressive. But then the insurance ran out, so I moved to the Stargate Motel because it was less expensive and had foot massagers for only a quarter for every 10 minutes.
Well, how long will you stay there?
Until I run out of quarters. Why do you ask?
My earlier offer for you to live at the house with me and Jason still stands.
Oh.
We have the room, and it'd be good to have your company.
Well, thank you, Whit. That's really kind.
Good morning.
Good morning, Penny.
Good morning. You're just in time.
Am I? I love when that happens without my planning it.
I was just about to tell Wooten about a place where he can work on his comic book creations.
You were?
I was.
Oh.
I cleared a room here at Wit's End next to my office. Oh, it's comfortable, quiet, and has a nice view of McAllister Park.
Wow, Whit, I've never had a studio with a view before.
You made a studio for him?
I'll confess, though, that I have an ulterior motive.
Huh?
I still want to do an exhibit of your Sleuth Family Robinson artwork for the Let's Get Together Festival. Oh. And we talked about it before, but I'm afraid the idea got lost in all the confusion.
Yeah, comic conferences and flammable robes and misguided cousins can do that.
So, what do you think?
I'd be happy to create new artwork for the festival, Whit.
Really? Are you just saying that?
Both. As it is, I need to work on the first Sleuth Family Robinson comic book anyway.
This is wonderful. I should show up just in time more often.
I'm just happy you showed up.
Well, come on up and take a look.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Wooden Penny, here it is.
It doesn't have a foot massager, but this is amazing!
Yes! Looks just like your old studio, Wooten.
But without the charred walls and ashes that used to be the things I owned.
What? How did you create a replica of Wooten's studio?
Well, remember last year when Dale Jacobs took photos for that article about Odyssey's local comic book creator?
Yeah, for the story that appeared on the back of the Sunday edition that nobody ever reads.
Well, he gave me the photo. I used it to create this room. Jason helped find some of the figurines and knickknacks. He couldn't find all of them, I'm sorry to say. Your grandfather's chair and...
But this one swivels with the same ease. Oh, I'm speechless with. Thank you.
Well, I hope you feel inspired in here.
Why, I do already. I want to get started on the Sleuth Family Robinson right now.
Thank you, Whit.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll be downstairs if you need anything.
Okay, thanks again, Whit. Wow, this really is amazing, Penny. He even found the Beanie and Cecil pencil holder. Woohoo! I want to get to work now.
Great! How do we get started?
We?
Creating the very first Sleuth Family Robinson.
Oh, well, you know, I don't think we really need to do anything, Penny. I just, you know, have to get working.
What can I do?
Nothing.
You want me to just sit here?
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. You know, it's kind of better for me to work alone.
But what about my insightful input or my uncanny observations?
Oh, well, sure, you know, maybe you can just share those with me, you know, later, when I have something worthy of your insightful input and your uncanny observations.
Oh, later. Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget our dinner with the Parkers.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I won't forget.
I guess I'll see you later when it suits you. Later.
Pizza, Mom? Really?
What's wrong with pizza? It's easy and everyone likes it.
But Buck can have pizza anywhere. There's nothing special about pizza.
Pizza is always special, Camilla.
This is my homemade pizza, and it's all I had time to prepare. I was working most of the day at the clinic, you know.
I'll make a salad.
Already done, Olivia. It's in the refrigerator.
That's a relief.
Yeah. You don't like salad.
But Buck might.
Don't forget Wooten and Penny.
They're your guests. Buck is mine.
Wait a minute. You're not gonna dominate Buck's time all night.
Yeah, and I still want to talk to him.
No, you don't.
Calm down, everyone. We're just having friends over, that's all.
But it's more than that. We have to make a good impression on behalf of all the families Buck never belonged to.
On behalf of the family you belong to, set the table.
Uh-uh. It's Camilla's turn.
I did it last time. It's Matthew's turn.
No, it isn't.
It's everybody's turn. Set the table.
I'll get the fork. I call Matthew.
It's going to be one of those nights.
Good evening.
Wow. Thanks, girls.
Dad!
There were two bikes blocking me from getting in the garage, and I forgot my house keys.
Oh, we thought you were...
Someone more important?
Yes!
No!
I'm here, too.
Buck!
I found him wandering around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which house it was.
Oh, just look for the two bikes blocking the driveway.
Come in, Buck.
Yeah, please come on in, Buck.
You can come in too, Dad.
I'm not sure I want to.
Oh, Dad, you're such a joker.
Thanks so much for inviting me over.
My pleasure.
It was my pleasure. Let's go in the living room.
living room.
The family room. It's more comfortable there.
But the living room is where we entertain grown-ups, and Buck is a grown-up.
But the family room is where
Girls, let's go into the kitchen and say hello to your mother.
Good idea.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
Then you can get your bikes out of the driveway. How many hints do you need?
You can get that, Dad.
Yeah, we'll take Buck to the kitchen.
Thanks. Oh, hi, Wooten, Penny.
Oh, good evening, David.
Hi, thanks for asking us to dinner.
Sure, come on in.
Oh, like that.
Oh, Buck is here too, by the way. The kids invited him.
Oh, does he need pre-marriage counseling too?
Oh, I hope not.
I sure hope you have time tonight, David. We have a lot to go over.
Oh, you do?
We do?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Please have a seat. Do you have enough room?
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad everyone's here. Buck, Wooten,
Oh,
Penny.
Thank you.
Welcome to our humble table.
We make it a point to eat together as a family almost every night.
Statistics show that families who eat together stay together much longer.
And I don't plan to leave home until I'm at least 40.
If we tell you where we're living when you're 40.
That's a joke, Buck. Dad's always joking.
So I've heard.
My dad didn't want me to know where he was living when I was 4.
Shall we eat before it gets cold?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, then let's pray. I wonder if one of our guests would do the honors. Penny?
Huh?
Would you pray for the food, please?
No, I'd rather not.
You don't know how to pray?
Oh, I do, but I'm not very good at public displays of...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll pray, though it's been a while.
That's all right. I'm sure you'll be great.
Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in years.
Mr. Skint taught it to me.
Oh, and he was your... what was he?
Oh, he was like a father to me. Oh. Taught me everything I know about being a con artist.
Oh.
Mr. Skint prayed?
He thought it would come in useful when we were scamming people who expected us to pray.
Oh.
Ew.
That's terrible.
Speaking of terrible...
Not now, Matthew.
Oh, come on.
David, if you'll pass the salad around...
Okay. Here we go. Anybody? Salad?
Does anyone want ice water?
I would, please.
I'll get it.
It's all right, Camilla. I'll pour. It's heavy.
I'm not a little girl. I can do it.
Ah, you've got it.
I do.
Okay, be careful, girls, or you're...
Wooten, I'm so sorry.
Olivia!
No, I'm all right. It reminds me of when I was ice fishing in Alaska.
Oh, hand me that napkin, Olivia.
Okay, here. So, Buck.
Not now, Matthew.
Oh, come on.
Is there something you wanted to ask me, Matthew?
Actually, yes.
Matthew?
Don't! Would you like to play one of my video games after dinner?
Okay. For a little while.
Great. And why have you been hanging around Vance's gang?
Matthew! Sorry, Buck. It's none of Matthew's business.
It's okay. Matthew, after everything that's happened, I thought it might be better to have them as friends rather than enemies.
Good answer.
There, Matthew.
But don't you worry about getting pulled into the kinds of things they do?
Should I worry?
No.
It's fine.
It was just a question.
Oh, Wood set up a studio for Wooten to use at Wood's End.
Yeah, and it looks almost exactly like the studio I had at home.
Oh, well, that is very thoughtful of him.
Uh-huh. Wooten got to work on the first Sleuth Family Robinson comic book today.
Oh, and how is it looking?
I wouldn't know. I've been banned from his workspace.
No, I didn't ban you, Penny.
Sure felt like I was.
Well, we can talk about that later. Hmm.
You should tell us more about your life before you came to Odyssey, Buck.
Because in families, it's good to share everything.
Except sweaters.
Oh, that'll be too long and too boring.
Aw, come on.
Don't pressure him, Camilla.
I'm not pressuring him.
Yes, you are. Persisting after he says no is pressure.
Can we relax for just a minute, please?
It's not usually like this, Buck.
It is when you're trying to make everything perfect.
Oh, boy.
Good
Good night. Thanks again.
Bye, Buck. Good night.
Good job, Camilla.
Me? He left early because of you.
Uh-uh. You are the one, Camilla.
Both of you. No blame game. Think about your own behavior, not someone else's.
Well,
wanting to be a good role model for families is a worthy thing to do, but it's not a made-up public relations effort. What we are on the outside has to come from who we are on the inside. We can't fake being a perfect family because we aren't. We're working on our imperfections as we love each other and allow ourselves to be transformed by our faith in Jesus. Understand?
Yeah.
Let's hope that's what Buck saw tonight. Now, to give you time to think about it, you're doing all of the dishes by hand tonight. Olivia, you wash. Camilla, you dry.
Ha.
Matthew, you put them away.
Ha.
Your father and I will be in the family room with Wooten and Penny. Don't come in unless it's an emergency.
Define emergency.
Anything involving blood, broken bones, or fire.
Oh, the usuals. Got it.
So, what did you and Ava want to talk about tonight?
Well, Penny, the better question is, what do you want to talk about?
I've been thinking about compatibility.
Oh, I took a test in a magazine about that.
And?
I'm very compatible.
With Penny?
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to do it with somebody else.
When we say compatible, does that mean we have to like or do everything the same way?
No. In fact, you two probably already know where you're compatible.
But there are a lot of little ways you may not know you're incompatible because you haven't experienced them yet.
Well, like what?
Well, some people like to show affection in public and some people don't.
Sure. Or what you spend money on, mm-hmm. or where you spend your holidays, yeah.
Oh, I get it. Or whether the lawnmower should be gas or nuclear powered.
Or praying out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Penny. I shouldn't have asked you so abruptly.
It's okay. You assumed that if a person is a Christian, then they like to pray out loud.
And I shouldn't assume that.
Penny, is there something you want to say? Because spiritual compatibility is as important to a marriage as other kinds of compatibility. Even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Then I think we're in trouble, Wooten.
We are?
Yes. I don't think we're spiritually compatible at all.
Okay, stop. Let's stop.
What? Am I not drying to your satisfaction?
No, that's not what I'm going to say.
Then what? Because the person who has to put away the dishes is the last one to finish. I'll be working 15 minutes after you guys get to do other things.
I know. And it's not fair. That's why I want to apologize.
I get it. Now you're trying to be the mature one.
No. I've just been thinking about it, and I want to say I'm sorry. I was trying so hard to make us look like a perfect family to Buck that I messed it all up. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes.
That's it? No conditions or expectations that we'll apologize to?
Only apologize if you think you should. But this one's on me. I should have let Buck just see us be us. Because, I mean, we actually do all right when we're us.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Thanks. But does that mean you'll stick around to put the dishes away, too?
Sure.
I will, too.
Wow, thanks.
Olivia, you do mature pretty well.
Thanks, Camilla.
Hi, Wit.
Oh, hi, Wooten.
Hi.
This is a surprise.
Yeah. Is it too late for me to use the studio, Whit?
Well, I was just about to close up, but I'll give you a key and the setting for the alarm system. That way you can work here whenever you want.
Thanks.
Is everything all right?
Well, Penny doesn't think we should get married.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not so sure now either. It seems like we've had nothing but conflict ever since I asked her.
But you're considering a lot of things you didn't have to think about before. It's bound to stir things up. That's why a little conflict management is important.
Yeah, that's what I said, and so did David and Ava, but we didn't use technical terms like conflict management. Penny was, well, she was too upset to hear it all.
Well, were you dealing with something specific?
Only that Penny believes we shouldn't get married because we're not spiritually compatible.
Is she right?
Well, I don't think so. But now I'm not sure. Being spiritually compatible is too important to ignore. You know, my faith is at the center of who I am, and I've even let go of relationships because we weren't on the same page, or in the same book, or even in the same library.
Connie's dealt with that. You should talk to her.
Well, but I don't want to put Connie in the middle.
Mm. Well, Eugene and Katrina had to work through this issue. You could talk to him instead. He may have some insights for you.
Okay.
But ultimately, you will have to work it out with Penny.
Yeah, it keeps coming back to that.
Think of this as good practice for when you get married.
If we get married. Right now, I'm afraid it's over.
Just like we saw with the Parker family, most of us want to make a good impression, to show our best, especially when we think it'll help someone else. But it usually backfires when we pretend to be something we aren't. You know, the funny thing about being a Christian is that Jesus never called us to pretend to be something we aren't. Instead, he calls us to follow him, and while we do, the Holy Spirit works through us, using who we are even as he changes us into who we're meant to be. Weird, huh? Maybe that's why the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 5:22 about the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit comes from a tree because of what the tree is, not because the tree is pretending to be something it isn't. So as we give ourselves wholeheartedly to Jesus, the Spirit is able to bring out of us things like love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that's just the beginning of the wonderful things God wants to do with us, if we'll give up pretending and start following him for real. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Dinner Role Models was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Andre Stoika, Robbie Bruce, Michaela Dean, Mark Evan Jackson, Gunnar Sizemore, Kelly Stables, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.